Welcome to Afternoons with Joe Laverty on 891 ABC Adelaide, South Australia and Broken Hill.
Adelaide will soon be home to so many more hotels, thousands and thousands of hotels. You can have a look at an online story by ABC News about just how many we're getting. And for a good reason, there are numbers of extra people coming here. So it got us talking about the best and worst hotel experiences that we've had, because when you travel, where you lay your head can make a difference. The great service, the good view, the right food. In fact, sometimes you travel just for the hotel. Belinda Jackson is a travel journalist and travel podcaster with The World Awaits and has had more than a few experiences in hotels that are both good and bad. Kick us off with a great and memorable story from a hotel, Belinda.
Oh, I was almost going to go the bad, but let's take the good first. You know, it's funny because, there's this whole concept of seven-star hotels, which are prevalent in places like Dubai. I've got to say first, seven-star is self-appointed. And they are fabulous because they've got things like 24-hour butlers and stuff like that. But what elevates a hotel, I think, are really simple things. It doesn't necessarily mean the butler, but you know, things like good tea and coffee, the fact that they're warm and cozy. You know, you've got great pillows because, the pillow does make or break for the night. And just having that lovely service around you, you know, that hugs you in and makes you feel like that you should be there. I think that's really the key. But I mean, you know, look, hotels, as you know, all over the world, some of the best that I've stayed in are in the most unlikely places. And I think one of them is in an oasis in Saudi Arabia, which sounds really bizarre. But the beauty of it, and you'll find these in hotels in Australia as well, is when there's nothing else around you and you are just in this wilderness and you're looking out at it and you're connected with it in some way. And I think that, you know, they're the really memorable hotels. You know, I was staying in a tent in South Africa recently, and the fact that animals can look at you through the mesh, a little bit scary sometimes.
No, I don't know about that.
But you're part of the place, not necessarily all ones that want to eat you, you know, maybe just little cute furry ones. And I think that's what makes a really great hotel, one that's in place.
And now Jim's from Onkaparinga Hills and has given me a call, 1300 222 891. You've only stayed in one hotel experience, is that right, Jim?
No. I've stayed in many hotels and motels because I was in the coach tour industry.
Oh, okay. My mistake.
Prior to that, I was delivering a load of water tanks to Broken Hill, and I planned to stay in the caravan park. But I forgot my sleeping bag, so I couldn't do that. So I went on into the town and found this old hotel on the left going into the town that looked like it had been there from the early 19th century, perhaps earlier. So I went in there. It was run by a lady who was in her 90s. Breakfast was terrific, but the bed was sort of shaped like, we can imagine the mattress had been needed replacing probably 60 years earlier.
Oh, no.
But hadn't. So that was laying down. The ceilings, of course, were about 20 foot high, and the drapes, although were fairly ancient as well. Bathroom was down the corridor, and also fairly ancient. But I was concerned. I sort of didn't sleep terribly well because I was concerned that there may have been floating individuals passing through the walls at any time throughout the night. It was that sort of vintage and atmosphere. But as I said, all was retrieved by the excellent hot breakfast served by, again, the 90-year-old lady the next morning.
Thank goodness. If you've gone through a hair-raising night of being very unsure of your decision, staying in this particular hotel, having an excellent breakfast the next day would go a very long way. Belinda Jackson is a travel writer, and you mentioned pillows earlier, Belinda. I did once go to a hotel, and it was for work, not the ABC. It was for work, where it was a bit hoity-toity, and there was a pillow menu.
Love a good pillow menu.
That was the only time I've ever seen a pillow menu. Not before and not since have I ever had a pillow menu provided to me. What kind of pillow would you like?
I think they're fantastic because, you know, some pillows are, you know, if you're a side sleeper or a back sleeper, and it can get very technical. And a lot of people do travel with their own pillows to get out of this, you know, especially if they're not an easy sleeper. And I've got to say, when I was drawing a line down the book saying best hotel, worst hotel, being haunted was actually at the top of my things I don't like in a hotel.
No. But that tells me, Belinda, that you have an experience with that. Can you share it?
Well, I can actually. There's a hotel in Canada that is famously considered one of the most haunted hotels. I think that the fact that they painted the corridors in this dark red and had coats of arms, like, you know, whole great, you know, metal men standing down the hallway, that kind of gave me an indication. But they said to me, "Oh no, you're staying on the level that isn't haunted."
Oh, yes.
This is the creepiest place ever. A colleague of mine was staying in the haunted wing. The lights went on all night. There was knocking at the door. Things were moved around. Apparently, it was the old butler or the doorman who died on the job there. Loved the place and had been there for something like 6 years and really just never really wanted to check out. And some people love that. They think it's fantastic. And Australia has got some really haunted hotels. Me, I don't know.
No.
I want to know that if I'm the only person that is visible in the room, I want it to stay that way and I want to be the only one alive or dead in that room.
I can't help but feel that place in Canada, if it's meant to be the most haunted place on earth,
and they're played into it by painting the walls red and having all the armour everywhere. I reckon it was one of the workers coming and knocking on doors and going, woo, outside, just to really make sure that they corner the ghost hunters.
I reckon. How do the lights go on and off, and how does the furniture move then?
Oh, the furniture moving I couldn't answer, but definitely lights going on and off. I reckon you've got a switch in another room that you're going click, 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 that should get them.
Oh, you are ruining the mystery.
Sorry.
Love it. You know, some people really go there to feel that vibe. I am not one of those people, but I tell you, a lot of my colleagues in this industry have had some sort of weird experience like that. I do love a historical hotel, and I think that, you know, if it's an old convent, an old bank, a mill, a railway station, I am in there. Old prisons, not so much because of that, you know, there've been some recent conversions in Australia of old prisons. I get a bit weirded out about the violence.
Yes, the history of it.
No to haunted and no to violent past. So, I'm pretty easily pleased on this one. Can I put one more no in there?
Yes, please.
To say somebody else's hair, like if there's hair on the pillow and I haven't put my head on that pillow, speaking of pillows, that instantly goes into my least favorite hotel list.
That's not hard to get right.
I know,
you would think.
Yeah, it's a very simple request, but you'd be surprised how often it happens, and it happens in the fancy places as much as it happens in the worst. I mean, one of the worst hotels I stayed in was one that had, I shouldn't have stayed there, but I was desperate, and it was a hotel on the Black Sea, and there were a lot of mosquitoes, and you could tell because they'd been squished up against the wall and just left there, and it was rough. Yeah, it was a rugged one.
Yeah. And it's when you go into a place and there's hair on the soap.
Oh.
Like those are the really cheap places, mind you, and you go, and you can tell what kind of hair it is as well. You go, no.
there is a case for liquid soap, and I think that is probably strong.
Yes. Vicky of Nildotti says, the most guilty a hotel has made me feel was in Vanuatu. My room was luxurious and well air-conditioned. The view, four stories up, overlooked a corrugated iron and tarps shantytown. The disparity of economic privilege was rammed home to me, says Vicky of Nildotti. Another one says, Deb may have suffered bed bugs in Melbourne. My late husband suffered with them I won't say which hotel, actually. A hoity-toity hotel in Adelaide in the year 2000. This one from Anthony in Counter Bay says, the best hotel experience is Adelaide Oval, as we were treated like royalty. The worst was in the world was one in Queensland. There were cockroaches the size of a small child, and you had to Velcro yourself to the bed just in case the cockroaches were going to carry you outside. They do. They know how to make a cockroach in Queensland, don't they, Anthony? And thanks for the lovely comment that you've given me there too. Belinda, so we've gone through the best, we've gone through the worst. How do you, when you're looking through all your options online, how are you making sure that you get just the right one?
Oh, well, photos are one thing. Photos from the hotel are one thing. Photos from guests are from another. I was editing a guidebook last year, and I was looking through some hotels in Melbourne. And one of them, I started reading the comments. The comments were, this is a great hotel, fantastic location, which it had. But they got suspiciously positive. It was like, the most incredible hotel I'm staying at. I'm like, this is a really basic three-star that's been around for about 35 years. And then I started filtering the comments, and I found that the top 10 were glowing. The rest of them, they were in the hare and cockroach territory. Yeah. In fact, cockroaches were mentioned significantly more. And Melbourne has got, you know, it's quite a feat. I mean, Queensland grows them with wings the size of small children. Melbourne's got to really work hard to get anything that even matches up to that. But this hotel, so I always say, read the comments. Don't do it as a journalist because, you know, and then you get you know, your own guilt and concern about yourself, and you start,
don't read your own comments ever.
No, don't read your own comments, but read the comments in those review websites, and then I do like to talk to the hotel directly as well and get the vibe from the front desk, you know.
Oh, yes.
Can they be bothered talking to me? Have they got time? Are they so busy, you know? Are they going to fit me in? So, yeah, I say read the comments and look at the guest photos as well. That's
good
always
tips.
A really good indicator.
Very good tips. Belinda, thank you so much. Belinda's a travel journalist and podcaster of The World Awaits, Belinda Jackson. Mike's given me a call.